Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Chaye Sara Tovshin Peihei. So as we've said many times, when we get an opportunity to learn a Meshech Chachma and Parshas V'zois HaBracha, which there are a number of long pieces there, Yesoidistika pieces, which we don't always have the opportunity to learn together, Yontif time, Simchas Torah time. So we try to learn, if we can, something that's negeh to other parshiyos, if it's in Mezayis HaBracha. And for that reason, today we are going to learn part of a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Mezayis HaBracha, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuches, Vayivku B'nei Yisraelis Moshe. Ramer Simcha, in a Ga'onis, is coming to explain the Gemara in Saita Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, talking about the Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Umalachi Asharis Oimrim, the Malachi Asharis said the Pasuk, Tzidkas Hashem Oso, Umishpato Vim Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Miyokum Li Mireyim, Yisatziv Li Impayel Yoven. Shmuel Omer, Bika Chocham Yedea Pesha Dobar. Rav Yochanan Omer, Chochma Mayin Timsa. Rav Nachman Omer, Vayamasha Moshe. Samalyan Omer, Vayamashaim Safra Rabba Di Yisrael. So different psukim that were the haspedim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Meir Simcha, in this piece, which is a long piece, he sees in each of these psukim something unique about Moshe Rabbeinu and why that pasuk applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. We are going to just see the beginning. I don't think we'll have time to see the whole thing. The beginning is the part that's negeh to our parsha Chayesara. So let's see what he says. B'gemara perakama desoita, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Malachi Ashores Oimrim, Tzidkas Hashem Oso, Umishpoto Vim Yisrael, Ayin Bechol HaMamorim Shom. Look at all the different Mamorim of the Amoraim that they said, the different psukim in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu. Da. So Dr. Meir Simcha, Kiyesh Bechi Umispeid. There are two things when it comes to somebody who is Nifter. There's crying and there's eulogizing. Bechi and Mispeid. What is the difference? Bechi, to cry. Yesh gam al oilel shenisraf bo'esh im leiv even loy yimas kamayim v'yevk. A person cries. Crying is not necessarily a reflection on the person's life. And talking about necessarily the person and his attributes. Rather, crying is for the tragedy. And even if Rachmana Litzlan, a child, an oilel, is Rachmana Litzlan Nisraf Ba'esh, if a person has a lev even, even if he has a very hard, cold-hearted person, a heart of stone, Yimas Kamayim, when there's such a tragedy, Rachmana Litzlan, he melts like water, V'yefk, and he cries. So crying is an emotion for the tragedy. Omnam, mispaid. What is a hesped? What's a eulogy? So Rav Meir Simcha teaches us what a hesped is. Hu hais oirurus midarche hameisu midoisav. A hesped is a hisoirurus, an awakening, a contemplation, a reflection. And the darche hameis, the ways of the person who was nifter, umidoisav, and his midois. Upu ulasav, and his actions, lizulasai, in how he related to other people. Lizulasai. Lizulasai. Vizesha Amar. And this is what it says, a pasuk in Yeshayah Lamed Beis, al shadayim soiftim, and shadayim, and breasts, soiftim, you give a hesped. Vizesha Amar misped al shadayim. What type of hesped you give on shadayim? Pirish. So Dr. Meir Simcha, shadayim are what give a mother's milk to her child. Al mashbia al zulasai. Shadayim is someone who gives over to others. Kimay hasheid shemeinik umashbi ala haben. And just like the Shadayim that are meinik, she nurses and she nourishes her child. Those are the Shadayim. So the hesped is on the Shadayim. What was lost because this person had an effect on other people? His drachim, his midos, his pulos, that he was mashpi on others. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Shnei Shadayich is referring to Moshe and Aaron. And this is a Meshech Chachma and Parsha Shmini that we once learned. The difference between Moshe and Aaron and Nadav Avihu, the difference between a mother who nurses her child, who it's all about giving, and therefore she will make sure not to eat anything that's detrimental to her milk, because she wants to make sure her child gets the best milk in the best way possible. Mashenken emeinekes. A nursemaid, she's a hired hand. It's a job for her. As long as she feeds the child, so she'll eat her peppers and other things that ruin the milk, as Chazal tell us. It doesn't bother her so much. Moshe and Aaron were kulei shadayim. It wasn't anything about themselves. Adarabba. It was just about being mashbi on others. And if that hashbah, Rameir Zimcha says over there in Parsha Shmini, could happen through someone else, matayvo manoim. They don't need, there's no zich in it. Mashaykin Nodim and Aviyu, they said, Masay Amusu Shnei Hazakeidim Aelu. They were different. They were different. They had some zich in it. So that's what he's saying over here. Misped al shadayim. The hesped is on person being mashbia, like Moshe Baron Shnei Shadayich, kim loy lahashbia lezulosoi. Why? Because if a person didn't do things for others, harei oso bishvil avas atzmoi, then he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself and not for others. The hesped is not about the person, about himself. The hesped is about what the person's effect was on others. Vizeh. And that says Rameir Simchas Pshat in this week's Parsha, Parshas Chayisara. Vayava Yavram, Lisboid Lisara Veliv Kaisa. Lisboid Lisara. What's the hesped on Sara? The hesped is Sara. Listen to Rameir Simcha learning the Pshat. Shekach Osisa Toiv. She did such good things. Vehir Besuchasodim Lacherim. And she had many chasodim that she did for others. Ad ki mi sarai niye sara. From the name Sarai that she was originally, she became Sara. Uchapirish Rashi, like Rashi says, Perek Yitzayim Pasuk Tezvav, ki sara stam shma, shehi sara al hakol. She is a Sara on all. Not Sarai. Sarai means personally. My sar. Sara, she stam, Sara al hakoil. So says Rameir Simcha, lispoid. What's the hesped? Lisara, that's the hesped. Look, she turned from a sarai to a Sara because she was mashpia on others. She was a Sara al hakoil. She had chesed, she did chesed, and she did chasadim and toibus for others. So that's the lispoid, Lisara. Believe Kaisa, it doesn't say believe Kais Lizara, believe Kaisa, and to cry for her. Aleha bi'atzma. Because the cry, that's for the person himself. That's for a person doesn't have to do anything, it's just about the tzara. So before he said the bechi could be even Rachmana Litzlan on a child. There's nothing that's said to be maspid on a child. Maybe that's why there's such a minig not to be maspid a child. Because hesped by definition is the hashpa l'acherim. A child does not mashbi l'acherim the same way as an adult. Or maybe that's not the rachrayis to be mashbi l'acherim, but a bechi avada there is. And also liv kaisa. When we're talking about the person themselves, there's a bechi on the person. What's the bechi? Aleha be'atzma. Shalei zochso lekabel oineg mibein shashuel. What was the tragedy? Bechi is when there's a tragedy. What's the tragedy? The tragedy is she wasn't zoiche to get oineg, to get nachas mibein shashuel from her child. Machman nafsha, the one she desired so much. Lohi viluhu. Lematara liris vimenu zera, didn't have the opportunity to lead him to finally come to a shleimus of having a child, that she should have an einikol. Asher zechefet ha'adam, a person's desire is to have continuity, a shleimus of a person. Shleimus of a person is to have continuity. Continuity through a child that she was zeichet to have. But to see her child have another child, that was a tragedy that she wasn't zeichet to. B'chlal, that's the if anyone needs to speak, needs a vart for an einikol. Those einikol, she's a chepetz adam. They were crying. She didn't see einikloch. She wasn't zeichet to be a baba. She wasn't zeichet to be a grandparent. She's a chepetz adam. To have continuity, right? They say an einikol comes from a nena ukol. That shows that there's continuity. This is not going to end. It's not going to end. But Baruch Hashem, a person's child has another child. She wasn't zeichet to that. So the bechi is on the tragedy of Sarah, a personal tragedy, her personal tragedy, that she was taken from this world without having that nachas of seeing einikloch from Yitzchak Avinu. He had one daughter. Either she was nifter b'chayiv, she wasn't. But his son-in-law was a goynader. Avram Luftavir, he's buried right outside the Chemda Shloima in Varsha. Got divorced, some say. Either way, he wasn't zeichet to einiklach. He wasn't zeichet to einiklach. We have some gedolim weren't zeichet to children. But here he was zeichet to a child, wasn't zeichet to an einikol, asher zeh chepet to adam, zok der Meir Simcha. So that's a bechil, v'koysa aleh la'atzma. So that is how Rav Meir Simcha learns pshat here in the psukim. Lisboid l'sara, the hesped was l'sara. That was the hesped. V'liv koysa. The diyukim in the pasuk, why it says l'sara, why it says liv koysa. Could be that's why it said lispoid first, because the mitzvah first to talk about the ashba to the world, and then the belief kaisa, the bechi, and herself. The hine continues Rav Meir Simcha now to say pshat in the Gemara and Saita. Limi yos lispoid. Now, this Rav Meir Simcha, again, is here in B'zayis HaBracha, saying pshat in the Gemara and Saita about Moshe Rabbeinu, but as we'll see, he's going to give us insights into different psukim throughout Sefer Bereishis as well, that we are going to come across Bez Hashem in the coming weeks. If the whole part of a hesped is the hashbah to others, so who is the one who's roi to give a hesped? And to whom does one give a hesped? Someone who knew the nifter from the day he was born to the day he died. Because if not, maybe he'll say too much. If you don't really understand who the person was, and you're being misoirer on what he accomplished in the world, so you might, if you don't know him from the beginning, you might say too much. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that if a person is over maspid a tzaddik, a mace, and he says too much, there's a kenifraim, he gets punished for that. Bim yakdin or yamait, and let's say he does too little, zebizayin la nisbet, so it's a bizayin for the nifter. So there's a danger in every hesped. Lachain bi Yaakov, so when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, shaya mashbiya rak yud zayin shana b'mitzrayim, how long was he in Mitzrayim? Vechi Yaakov eretz Yisrayim, shvatzay shana, 17 years. 17 years? Who knows him? They didn't know him, so there could be no hesped in Mitzrayim. Ksiv vayivku oisai Mitzrayim. They could cry. They could cry for the loss of the person Yaakov Avinu. But a hesped, that they couldn't say. Ulam kishalu lekavre kalav de parav izikne Mitzrayim vayavoyu be'evar yardein. When they took him up and they brought him to Evar Yardein, oh, Evar Yardein, that's his home place. They knew him from when he was young. They were able to say a hesped. Ki haknanim ayoidim oisai minu uro ba-mitzriyim iziknusai. So together, that's the aside, he's saying a chiddush here. Mitzriyim on their own could only cry, they couldn't say haspid. When the ziknei paroi, the avdei paroi v'ziknei mitzrayim, came to Eber Hayardain, now we once had a Mashiach Chachma over there, who crossed the Yarden, who didn't cross the Yarden, but here Rameir Simcha is saying, and they came by Yavoyu to Eber HaYarden, now you had a complete picture. You had the Kananim who knew him when he was young till he went to Mitzrayim. You had the Mitzrayim who knew him for the last 17 of his years. Together they give a hespit, they give a picture of the entire person. V'hine, v'moysha leksiv hespit. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah does not say anyone gave a hespit on him. And this is pshat in the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita is coming along to try to understand why were there no hespedim on Moshe Rabbeinu recorded. So each of the Amoraim was going to give a reason why the psukim that they say are actually reasons why a hesped cannot be given on Moshe Rabbeinu. So he explains, Valze amru kulam taimim. There's reasons why we can't be maspid him. And that's what the whole rest of this Meshech Chochma is, to go through different reasons, and each of the Amoraim are being meramas to that reason. We're only going to see the first one. Kiyesh. Asher bizchalef hazmanim, oz yapulois asher hayuromis be'erkom b'matza v'om v'hazman achilef. It's sometimes you have that what was considered Ramos Be'erchon, actions, pu'ulois, that were very lofty. That was dependent on that time. It was a certain matziv, a situation of Klal Yisrael, or the people, v'hazman, and the fleeting time. Uve matziv ha'nechochi shal ha'hespid ein zeh pu'ula ne'oisa. The problem is that now, when you're giving the hespid, if you're going to say over those things that were milas then, people aren't going to understand because they don't recognize. Times have changed. Situations have changed. What was a mila then is not a mila today. It might even be a chesaron today. So how are you going to say hespin on such a person? You're going to say all his milas that he did? People are going to say that's a mila? That's a chesaron. Listen to Rameir Simcha's words. It's known. Good things is dependent on time and nation. And therefore, it's not enough to do a good maisa. That maisa has to be good to the recipients of the maisa, meaning what situation, and the time period of the maisa. Ubiprat, and where do you see such a clear example of a chiluk in time? Mikoida matan Torah l'acher matan Torah. The difference between before matan Torah and after matan Torah. Why? Ki Yisrael nikru Adam. Kla Yisrael is called Adam. Atem kruyim Adam, vein akum kruyim Adam. Why? Sheshem Adam, the name man, yoymer al hayochid v'alamin bichlal. What's unique about the word Adam, Adam is used for an individual and for plural. Ve'ein eibo b'ribui Adamim. There's no plural Adamim. Adam can refer to one individual, and it also refers to a tzibur, the entire of the klal. Why is that? Atem kruyim Adam. Because only Klal Yisrael is called an Adam. Shekulam heim Adam Echad. Because Klal Yisrael, all their individuals, make up one unit called Klal Yisrael. Adam. Atem kriyim Adam. You, all of you together, are one unit called an Adam. We've said this, you said from Meir Simcha many times. Parshas Nitzavim, he says it. Parshas Devarim, very similar. Shekulam heim Adam Echad u'mayil echa l'chaveirei. We have ashpo on each other. L'fi shekulam heim kavim ha'poinim al merkaz echad. All of us are like kavim, poinim al merkaz echad, like rays that are all pointed to one central point, like a sun. Kavim, we're all pointed to one central thing. This Mashal Meir Simcha says over there in Itzavim, and he says in Devarim as well, I think. The same idea. Who is the central thing? Who abori yisparach? Asher nikro liban shal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the lev of Klal Yisrael. But Kavod Shekosov, like it says in Tehillim, Tzur levavi v'chelki alikim loylam. And Chazal say in Shir Hashirim, in the Medrash Loshon Chazal, v'apidarki atira achedes oisam. So Klal Yisrael is unique. We are Adam. We are one entity. We have ashpo on each other. What's the central point to Rabbeinu Shalom and the Torah that's Machedes Eisanu? But what's the Nafkamina? V'chein Amru, B'medrash, he continues, the Medrash Rabbi says, by Esav it says, Nafshis Beisai, Ubi Yaakov it says, Nefesh. Because Klal Yisrael b'nei Yaakov are nefesh, we are one nefesh. V'lechein amru b'mechilta l'pasuk, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, se pizura Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is like a sheep that's spread out. Maseachas loike becha ve'evera v'margeshes b'chol evareha. Just like a sheep, if it gets hurt in one of its limbs, the whole body feels it. All the limbs feel it. Kach Yisrael echa loike v'kula margishim. Zotu v'chas v'shalom. Klal Yisrael gets loike one person or one section. We all are margishim. We're one unit. Mamashis goes on and on with this. V'fligu chazal bazeh. Shamru. The Gemara tells us. Chazal tell us. In Bava Kama Pei Gimel. By Uvenucha Yoymar Shuvah Hashem Rivavoyz Alfa Yisrael. We need Rivavos Alfa Yisrael. Lamdecha, the Gemara says, the Shechina is only not Shaira unless then Shtei Rivavos, which is 20,000 and 2,000 is 22,000. Zok the Gemara, let's say a lady was Muberes and she was going to have a child who's going to be Mashlim, the 22,000 of Klal Yisrael. And then there'll be Ashras Ashchina. V'novach ba kelev v'pila. The Gemara is talking about over there having dangerous things in your house. Also, l'adam l'gadol kelev b'rav v'esa. You can't have a bad dog. And this dog is going to bark at her. And she's going to get scared and Rachman al-Etzlan have a miscarriage. That dog is going to be Goyrim and the owner, l'shchina, shetalak m'Yisrael. Because that could have been the 22,000th. Ki Yisrael b'chlolam he'mo'inu modr l'shchina s'ashem yisbarach. Klal Yisrael as a whole, our unit of Klal Yisrael, the nefesh, is a mo'in and a modr l'shchina s'ashem. V'lochein, therefore, masha yonois k'edem matan Torah, what could have been proper before matan Torah, kimoi, what's a case that something that's proper before matan Torah? Shimro ish mitzri maki ivri bendos mamin b'ashem, emes umakir mitziyosai. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw an Ish Mitzri who's hitting an Ivri, what's an Ivri? A Bandos, someone who understands the Torah of what they did at the time. Maimin b'Hashem Emes, person who believes in Hashem, and Makir the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He stuck in Atzmai. He put himself in danger. V'hichnis Atzmai l'sofik misavurzeh. He put himself in danger to go and to hit them, kill the Mitzri. Now, what right did Moshe Rabbeinu have to put himself in danger to save someone else? Im ki mitzvah rabba v'chashuv. It's a gevaldige mitzvah. But zek koydem matan Torah asher kol echad hayo le'atzmai. It's a gevaldige mitzvah before matan Torah. Before matan Torah, when it was each man for himself, we were not yet, even though it says by Bnei Yaakov Nefesh, but Klal Yisrael wasn't Adam yet. We weren't the Klal Yisrael. Nis'ached with the Torah. That we got. So was each man for himself. What I did doesn't necessarily have hashba on somebody else. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to put himself in a sopik misa. One second, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're Rachman al-Tzlan going to get killed by Pari for killing this guy, so the whole of Klal Yisrael loses out. No. We're not connected yet. It's each man for himself. So I have a right to decide to put myself in sakana to save someone. That's before Matan Torah. Shekol echad hay latzmai. Loikein acharei Matan Torah. Yeshchayku mishpat v'asul listakin avurze. Now already there's laws. You're not allowed to be misakin yourself. Why? Kim yirtza limsaratzmai. Let's say you're willing to give yourself up. Okay, I don't care about my life. It's worth it to me to give myself up. Aval hu hezek klali la klal kulai. But if Rachman al-Etzlan, that person gets killed, so that's a hezek to the whole klal. What heter do you have, even if you have heter on your own life, what heter do you have to everybody else is going to be affected, the Gan's Klal Yisrael? So here you have something. There was a Maisa Choshuv before Matan Torah, but after Matan Torah, you're not allowed to do it. Could be that's the reason why a Ben Noyach. Oh, I'm sorry, he continues, says it. There's mitzvahs. We have three mitzvahs, yaharig val yavar. All the other mitzvahs are yavar val yaharig. Are you allowed to give your life up? No. What do you mean by I want to give my life up? No, there's rules. You can't give your life up if you're not allowed to, because if it's not one of the three mitzvahs, the Yarag Val Yavar, that say you got to give up your life. If it's Yarag Val Yavar, you're not allowed to. But a Benoich is allowed to. Why is a Benoich allowed to? Because you could do such a chashava, and the Benoich say, I'm willing to give up my life, because it doesn't affect anyone. He can make a decision for his own life. Mashayin can be Yisrael, the Shita Zeramim, you and Sham. That's a machloikus. Velechem betomer he mutzais, veleiratzel lahabim pnei adam. Zokter Meir Simcha. Tamar was willing to give up her life not to be malbim pnei chaver berabim. Zokter Meir Simcha, you know why? That's before Matan Torah, you're allowed to do that. Before Matan Torah. The Taisus asks, why is it not? It's not from the Gimel Chamuras. Well, what's going on over there? Some say it's only Amidites. But Meir Simcha is saying, no, it's before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah is different. So that may not apply nowadays after Matan Torah. So the point here, after all of this, is that you see, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, what was a big Mila, at times, may now, Adrabba, be an Isser. V'im keinech yachul l'haspir esois. How can it be maspir Moshe Rabbeinu? Acharei asher mashaya malos ramos v'nisos kaida matan taira. Achar matan taira is different. Asher chayk u'mishba b'tziruf haklali. It's a chayk and mishba. There's laws. Why? Because we're all mitzuruf. Oz hu aser lasay. So what are you going to say? Oh, look, wow, he gave up his... He put himself in danger for another yid. You're not allowed to do that now. It's not a mila. V'zeh, so that's why, as the pasuk, as we started off, the Malachi Asharis was saying, do we know why there's no hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu? Tzidkas Hashem also. He did tzidkas Hashem. Oz lufi amokei mazman ve'om. For that time it was a big deal. Ulufi mashero tikun prati nitzroch. He saw something was necessary. Moshe Rabbeinu did tzidkas Hashem. But ulam ke'es. But now mishpata v'mishrael. Now he's with Klal Yisrael. Who haklal asher b'tziruf v'niki Yisrael. He's part of a klal. He's part of a rabbim. That is Yisrael. Mishpatav im Yisrael. Yesh mishpat masha asr lehareis gedar haklali. The mishpat is totally im Yisrael. You got to reckon with the entire klal of Yisrael. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu's maila from before of tzidkas Hashem asa, but is now is Mishpat of Yisrael, and therefore that's why the Malachi Asharis said that Pasuk, but they're saying that the people cannot be Maspidim. Why? Because yet Tzidkas Hashem also, but now we Mishpat of Yisrael. This is Reb Meir Simcha explaining Moshe Rabbeinu, explaining Psukim about Yaakov Avinu, and explaining this week's parasha, the difference between Bechi and Mispeit, Lispeit, Lisarov, Livkaisa, just another Maramokum. In the end of Vayechi, Reb Meir Simcha has a number of shtiklach that have to do with velus and mesim. It's after Perek Nun Pasuk Yod Vayas Laviv Evil Shivas Yamim. I think that's the one I was talking about before. But in one of those, there's Kalamis Atzilbas Beitos Shel Chacham Roy LeKaibre B'Chayev. Over there, he talks also about Hespid and Bechi, but it's not. It's a marmokum to look at. But it doesn't fit in with this Reb Meir Simcha Bechi Mispeit and the differences between the two. It's a different vart over there. He mixes together Bechi Mispeit. He's not being aimed on the difference. And he's saying a different Yisait over there. There is a difference. He talks about what a Hesped should be and how a Hesped should be. But it doesn't, Lefiyani Yazdaiti, doesn't fit with this Chiluk that he said in this shtickle between Bechi and Mispeit. Lispeit Lisara Veliv Kaisa. These are the words of Reb Meir Simcha in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, and if you want to continue and see the rest of the shtickle, long shtickle, also Dvarim Neiraim over there, to continue explaining the Gemara about why Moshe Rabbeinu could not have a hesped. Kol Tov, everyone.